You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. We are already cruising through the month of November. We just have a few weeks until, well, I guess it's 3 weeks today is when Thanksgiving will be. And that is always a feast for us. There are things that I eat at Thanksgiving that I don't really eat any other time of the year. It's kind of my holiday tradition that I like, and if you want to know what it is, it rhymes with pecan pie. I have one or two slices of that, and at this stage in my life, that's enough. I don't really need to be eating all of that deliciousness all of the time. So hope that you're planning on having a wonderful Thanksgiving and getting to spend some time with your family. Hey, I want to say thank you to the wonderful folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Dan and Treasure and Heaven and their team are really, really awesome people. They love Jesus and they love what they do. And what they do is whatever needs to be done to make your outdoor living area more enjoyable, and this is the time of year where that can take place. Treasure Your Landscape and Space Coast Nursery, they're licensed and insured family business. Treasure Your Landscape's phone number is 321-749-1432. They have a full array of products. They do paver installations, artificial turf, putting greens, landscaping services, drains and downspouts, landscape lighting, water features, everything from designing to planting to maintaining. They can transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. So, little glimpse into my life. I spend a lot of time in my office studying, researching. I've got so much material to prepare for over a week's long period of time. And every once in a while, I just need a break. It doesn't need to be a long break. And Treasure Your Landscape installed a putting green at Merritt Assembly of God a couple of years ago. And I take a few golf balls down there. I putt 12 putts try and make as many of them as I can. And then I go back. It just clears my head just a little bit. Just being in the outdoor air. And all of that was because Treasure Your Landscape saw possibilities for a space that I had not imagined. Now, if you're a person that likes to do it yourself and get your hands dirty and plant things yourself, Space Coast Nursery is part of their businesses as well. And that is at 3880 North Courtney Parkway in Merritt Island, Florida. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. And their phone number is 321-452-5565. We want to thank them for their support of the Refresh Radio program. They're a blessing, and they believe in this ministry, and we believe in the God that has made all of this stuff possible for them and gifted them with skills and a passion for what they do. We are blessed to know them and thankful that they love Jesus. And so Treasure Your Landscape, 321-749-1432. We're in Psalm 113 today. Psalm 113. And we had read the first nine, well, there's only nine verses. We'd gone through nine verses, and then we discussed verses 1-6 on yesterday's program. So I'm going to read those passages for you today, and then we will dive into verse number 7. It says, "Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its going down. The Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles Himself to behold the things that are in the earth, or in the heavens and in the earth." Verse number 7, "He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children." And so here we see that this God who is praiseworthy, this God who is glorious beyond anything the heavens or the earth have to offer, this God who humbles himself from his supreme positioning just to look at humanity, we see that he not only is paying attention just to see, but in verses 7-9, we find that this same God is praiseworthy for what he does. For what he does. Let me draw your attention to verse number 7. Oh, by the way, because of the spacing in my Bible, after "like a mother of children," the psalm concludes, "Praise the Lord." So you praise the Lord at the beginning, and you praise the Lord at the end. So verse number 7 says that God is praiseworthy because he raises the poor out of the dust. And there it talks about the people who are poor or humble or needy. And when I, you know, a lot of times when we think of poverty, we think of people who do not have much in the way of financial resource. But I will tell you this, that there is a poverty that is greater than a lack of finances. Jesus talked about those who were poor in spirit, that we realize that without God, we are bankrupt. Okay? So I read these headlines about businesses and how these businesses go bankrupt, and it's like it makes my head spin. You know, where they list how many billions of dollars worth of assets they have, and then they list how many billions of dollars they owe, and it's exponentially more. And I'm like, someone is losing out on a lot of investment money that they made in things like that. And that's, you know, it's hard for me to wrap my head around. So at one point in time, Merit Assembly of God owed more financial debt than what we had financial reserves to cover that debt. Since the early 2000s, we have been debt-free. And we are very, very thankful for that. We have no intention of going back and redigging that hole that was a trap or a snare for us from our early days. And so if you look for, you know, like I was driving down A1A here a few weeks ago. It had been months since I had driven by there, and all of a sudden, where there was an old hotel that had been torn down, all of a sudden this brand new monstrous structure is going up in its place. And I was like, wow, that's going up rather quickly. And I understand, you know, the world system is, you know, hey, if I can use someone else's money instead of my money, I can make money on my money faster than I can, or to a greater efficiency than what I can using my own. My money makes me money. Using their money costs me an interest rate. I understand that principle, which is fine if things are going up, but the Bible talks about a time when there's going to be an economic system collapses. And when that happens, you find out real quickly what the Bible talks about when it says the borrower is servant to the lender. Spiritually, we are all bankrupt without Jesus Christ. The great thing about God is when he looks upon the needs of the earth, he looks to change the realities that people are dealing with. So he came to deliver us from spiritual bankruptcy so that we could walk and live in spiritual empowerment. So praise the Lord for that. He comes, or he raises the poor out of the dust and the needy out of the ashes. Every single person has needs. We all need water. We need food. We need clothing. We need shelter. I would say we need a purpose, and we need Jesus. People have some other needs in their life. Sometimes they're emotional. Sometimes they're relational. Whatever those needs are, if you look to fill that need yourself, you are going to find an inadequate provision. But if you say, God, I need you more than I need anything else. And, you know, Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Say, God, I'm looking to you to provide the things that I need, and those things will be blessings with no sorrow added to them. So he comes and he ministers to the poor, the weak, the thin, the lowly, the needy. And it says here that he does that with a purpose. And the purpose is this, that he may seed him with princes, with the princes of his people. And so what we see here is that God wants to seat us with royalty. So there's an airline, Southwest Airlines, had an open seating policy, and they're changing that. I think it goes into effect in 2026 sometime, where from that point forward, you will have assigned seats. And, you know, most airlines have assigned seats. It was always one of those things when it depended on how long the trip was as to what I was willing to do to get in line to get one of those earlier seats. And then you deal with people that are already on the plane, and you know, you're the middle leg of a starting point and an ending point. I found this, I prefer reserved seating where I know where I'm going to be seated. And the thing about Jesus is that he came so that we would not have to sit in the dust or sit in the ash heap commiserating about the glorious things that have been lost or burned up or stolen or destroyed. But instead, he comes that we can sit not just in a reserved seat, but that we can be seated with spiritual royalty. That's a wonderful thing. If you go into the book of Ephesians, you will find in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 4, it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." What Paul is writing to the church in Ephesus is exactly what the psalmist is describing in Psalm 113, verse number 8. And it goes on, and he says in verse number 7 of Ephesians chapter 2, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is that it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So you and I, because God is praiseworthy, he's seated far above everything else. And I pray that positioning is something that you and I strategically make a reality in our life. Not just intellectually, but practically. That we put God before everything else. So I love my wife. And there's only one individual that I love more than her, and that's God. The scripture says in Colossians that Jesus put things together and he holds things together. And so I need to make sure that my relationship with Christ is in place. And when that bond is there and my wife's bond with Jesus is there, that means our bond with one another, it could not be any better. Doesn't mean that the circumstances are always great or always phenomenal. It's not that there aren't challenges, but Jesus gives us the faith and says, "Hey, you are seated together, but you're also seated together with me." And so that is a great and glorious thing. And I pray that you will not live your life trying to climb the corporate ladder here in our day and time. Instead, you will be saying, "God, I want to be strategically placed by you wherever you would have me to be. I'm going to be content. I'm going to be fruitful. I'm going to cast my cares upon you. I am going to do everything to the glory of God. You are going to be my most important relationship. You're going to be my most important purpose." And because of that, you will see that you don't have to do all of the climbing. Instead, just God comes and places you right where you need to be to accomplish his purpose in life. I'm the type of person that doesn't believe in coincidence. I believe in divine placement. And so that has brought me a great deal of satisfaction, not complacency. Okay. I believe that we should be content, but I believe that contentment should also be a driving force in our life to make sure that we reach as many people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we can praise him because he lifts us out of our pits. We also can praise him because of where he seats us. And then verse number 9 says, "He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children." And so Here we see that it's not just a man thing. It's a blessing from God that is able to impact both male and female. And so he's describes here of giving this woman, this barren woman, a home. And that word home means a house. It means a fortress. It means a safe place. And it means a place to live. So when we have visitors that come to Merit Assembly of God, here's how I pray for them. God, you know your plan for their life. And I pray, God, that you would strategically place them in the body of Christ here in Central Brevard County in such a way that they are going to thrive in their relationship with you and fulfill the purpose that you created them for. Now, that's the prayer I pray. I also add this little amendment. God, you know we need help at Merit Assembly of God, and it would be great if you chose to strategically place those people at Merit Assembly of God. But if you, in your sovereignty, decide that they are going to be better equipped and serve at another church, God, you're God, and I'm not. I don't want any believers who are out of place. And so naturally I wish that everybody came to Merit Assembly of God, but that's not been my experience in the past. And I long since quit arguing with God about the comings and goings. Merit Assembly of God, if you come, you would see right now we're not exactly on the highest levels we've ever been. We've had so many people that move into the area and start coming to church, and then all of a sudden, you know, there seems to be a wave of people that move out of the area, and that's always the painful side. Whenever they come in, it's a blessing. Whenever God moves them to another part of the world or a part of the country, that gets to be very challenging. That's kind of where we are. But you know what? We fix our eyes on Jesus, and we say there are still plenty of people who do not know Jesus. There are still plenty of people who need to know him as Lord and Savior, and we're going to be a blessing to them as much as we can. And so God wants to provide for us a place that we can live, that we can thrive. It talks about that this word could be used as a fortress. A fortress is a place where you can go and you can be defended, where you can be protected. It describes a safe place. And so here the psalmist says, praise the Lord, because for a woman who is missing out on some of the things that society looks to as a point of validation in her life, that God can provide for her a place that is free from condemnation. It is a place that she is safe, that she is loved, that she is cared for. It's a place that she can live. And it goes on and says, like a joyful mother of children. When I was studying, I looked up the Amplified version of this particular passage, and it described that the family could either be a physical family or it could be a spiritual family. I've seen a lot of different paradigms that have come and gone through the years, and one of the things that we've always believed was that the church, Merit Assembly of God, that if it's going to be reflective of what God is looking for the church to be, that it should be a place where we are brothers and sisters in Christ, That means that we have a relationship with God, our Father. And so there's a family dynamic that goes on there. And, you know, I was told at one point in time, if you want to grow, you've got to get away from that mindset. And now there's a tremendous emphasis that larger churches have. It says, look, we need to create a family dynamic. And I was like, well, you know what? We've had that a long time. It's not that there are that many people that are related to one another. It's just that we have people who genuinely love one another. Because God forgave me of my sins, forgave others of their sins, and we're just grateful to be part of the family of redeemed. Now, one of the things that you will notice if you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is that even when there are physiological challenges, that God can still bring life into existence. Sometimes it is through in natural means. Sometimes there's supernatural provision. And I'm just thankful that God causes life. You know, there's a saying, someone said, it's a lot easier to give birth to a baby than it is to raise the dead. And I know this, since Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, since he is the resurrection and the life, I don't believe either option is too difficult for him. Today, if you are lonely, I want to speak to you for just a moment, because in this day and era of social networking, there are people who have thousands and thousands of friends on social media, but have virtually no real life interaction with other living human beings. I've seen articles where now people are building relationships with computer, artificial intelligence and things. Listen, you were meant for more than that. You were meant for real life relationship. And what is described here in the latter part of Psalm 113 is not only living, it's thriving. It is living a life that at the beginning of the journey, you can say, praise the Lord because of how great he is. And at the end of your journey, you can look and say, praise the Lord. He came to me when I was at my worst, and he picked me up and seated me, not with the second class citizens, but he seated me with himself. He seated me with royalty. He gave me life. He gave me purpose. He gave me meaning. He gave me joy, and he gave me a family. I hope that you have a church family that you can call your own. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.